Hips to the gunwale.
Lock it in. All boats hold. Attention, please. Go!
Okay, guys, here we are at Lake Chabanas in Chabanas, Illinois. And we are here for a very special reason. Dragons?
Boats?
Oh, my.
What do you get when you put dragon, boats, and oh, my together?
You get an exciting sport that we had never heard about before.
No.
And so this was suggested by a couple different listeners over the years, and we finally got to the subject of dragon boats. Dragon boats.
We kept putting it off because we kept thinking, boat racing. But spoiler alert, this is one of the most fun things I think I've ever done.
Whoa! Okay, then let's get into it.
Well, I'm Gary Scott. I'm the club president of the Flying Airs Dragon Boat Club.
How long has this club been around?
Well, there's a lady that was in the beginning of it since 2009, I believe. Chris?
All right, Chris.
I am Chris Littlefield.
We're hearing that you are an original member of this.
I originally started as a paddler and then got recruited to drumming almost right away.
What is the term for the people on the boat?
They're paddlers.
How many paddlers per boat?
There are 20 paddlers per boat, and you have a drummer.
Okay.
And you have a sternsman. You have the steer in the back of the boat.
So one person's steering.
Mm-hmm.
17 people are paddling.
20 people are paddling,
and one person's drumming.
Is drumming.
What are they drumming?
You're drumming to the tempo that you want your paddlers to paddle at that rate.
Okay.
Oh, so it's almost like it's pressing the accelerator.
Yeah. They actually have a tempo. So we have a 6-12, reach it out, and then have a tempo, and then we have strokes in the front of the boat, and then they set the pace, and then everybody else follows the strokes in the boat. And so you have the front of the boat, which are the strokes, then you have the engine, they follow, and then you have the turbos, which are the back of the boat. And so the strokes set the pace, and then everybody else follows that pace. And so if the strokes are too fast, I try to slow them down. If they're too slow, then you speed them up, and then that determines the rate of the rest of the boat, you hope.
Why wouldn't you just want to just stroke as fast as you can all the time?
Because people think that when you paddle fast that your boat's going to go fast.
Yes.
And that's simply not the fact.
No.
So what happens is you want your paddlers to paddle long and with a good pressure on their paddle, mm-hmm. and fewer strokes. So you want long and strong and fewer strokes, because you want to lift the boat and then you want to get good glide. And so you want to keep that glide because the boat is so heavy. And so once you lift that boat up, you want to keep that glide. And so once you get that glide, you want to maintain that glide so that you're not working so hard.
Right.
So that's the ultimate goal, is to lift the boat, maintain the glide, so that when you're hitting your point of finishing, then you can kick it into another gear, but not necessarily faster. It's more pressure, and it's using your legs, and it's a long stroke.
So consistency is the key.
Consistency, length, and pressure.
And I heard you say that there's some new people here. How long will it take for the new people till they have got the paddling and all that figured out? They're not going to just sit down.
They're not going to sit down. It takes years. But
years.
This group.
I've been here 11 years and I'm still learning.
You still learn. You learn every day. There's something.
Yeah.
There's some nuance. My husband's been doing it for a really long time,
yeah.
and there's a nuance. There's some kind of new thing that you can learn all the time.
Okay.
The point of our show is we like to bring things to people, our listeners' attention, that they've never heard of, and wow, this is a definite never heard of. Dan, what did you think we were coming out to do?
I thought these were toy boats, that we were going to watch you guys racing little motorized toy boats. But apparently they're large enough for 20 people to be a...
22 people.
And how long, you've already told us how long it's been going, but when you actually do race, how long are the race courses? How
anywhere between 200 meters to 2K.
Oh, right.
So it ranges, but most typical races are anywhere between 200 to 500 meters a race. So
straight
usually
line?
Straight line, you do two and two usually.
Okay.
Except for the 2K. And the only 2K that we do is in Minocqua. And up there, the top six teams time-wise will race the 2K. And in that event, we will race basically a 500-meter course and do in circles. And it's not a straight-line start, but they're staggered every 15-second starts.
It's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of yelling. There's a lot of boats.
Right.
There's more of you wanting to hold on, but it's a lot of fun. It's really a lot of fun. It's it's the time of your life.
And how many people are you're here? This is a practice. This is your team. And how many people are on your team? Is it just the 20?
We have 18.
I believe 18.
18
regulars.
18 committed regulars.
So just be one boat.
Correct.
You just have your one boat. Your team,
we have two boats.
Okay.
But we have one boat down here in the water.
And the team name, we should say?
Is the Flying Ears.
The Flying Ears. Describe the logo. Ears. Our listeners are going to love this.
The Flying Ears is the DeKalb Iroquois with a dragon head and a dragon tail. Wings, three wings. Three sets of wings with oars.
Three oars.
And
paddles.
Paddles. And then our name above saying the Flying Ears. Flying Ears, Dragon Boat Club.
Very cool logo.
Yeah.
That convinced, if we had any doubts we wanted to come do this, the logo convinced us.
Get longer, engine. I want more.
I'm Craig Littlefield, and I'm the coach.
Well, right now we have a bunch of new people, so we stay locally. Locally is Milwaukee is this weekend.
Okay.
We're going up to Oshkosh here in September. We used to travel down to Louisville, but there are races all over the country that some competitive teams go around to. California, there's Vancouver. Here in September, there's actually, for clubs like this, you can enter nationally, but then you can make worlds, which this year is over in Ravenna, Italy. So there's a team out of Chicago that's going over.
What are they called?
Windy City.
Who's your biggest rivals? Do you have big rivals?
Right now with us, we paddle a lot, and everybody's friends. But it's there's a club out of Racine, Wisconsin, Motley, that we paddle against a lot in most of the races around here. They've got newer people too, so it's a lot of fun paddling against.
They're your worthy adversaries.
They're people we're together with.
Okay.
But like I said, you get with the competitive crews, and
How fast do you get going when you're like?
We'll get going about 14 kilometers an hour.
Okay.
Competitive crews will get about 16 kilometers an hour.
Okay.
So you're looking at 9-10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So.
How is dragon boat racing different than rowing, competitive rowing that you see?
So this is, you sit forward just like you would in a canoe. So this is basically a 41-foot canoe with 22 people in it. So the races are 200 meters or 500 meters, or there is a 2K, 2,000-meter race that you actually do turns with these things. But the difference between the sculls and stuff that you see in rowing and college and that, they sit backwards, and they have the one oar in the water. And ours, you sit two people on a bench, and then so you only paddle one side, just like you would in a canoe, but you can't switch sides. So it's a little different stroke than a canoe stroke, because there are 10 rows and you are sitting only a few feet from each other. You're very tight in there, and everybody does it together. It's all about being in sync with the whole boat.
So this is what you were talking about, why the drummer is so important, because it affects how you're paddling. spin and the, okay.
You keep the time. They the drummer helps keep the timing.
Right.
Helps keep everybody. When you see something that's off, you help try to reset it.
So the drummer really is the key to it. You can't have a good team
You're
without a good drummer.
Right? Drummer.
It's teamwork. It's right, teamwork. Right. It's teamwork between us. Okay. You know, we work well together, and
okay.
and then the whole boat itself. We have to be one heart. Right. We have to be one beating heart. And so if we're not one beating heart, we're like an engine that's got a piston that's off. You know. And so when our timing goes off, you see that in the boat.
Full boat. 2-1. Now!
So, like a regular practice, you go back and forth a bunch of times, or?
Roughly about 3.5 to 5 miles at practice for an hour.
Okay.
So tonight we'll probably be closer to like the 3, 3.5, just because we have a race on Saturday. We're not going to go crazy. We do more starts and try just to get everybody in sync with that.
Right.
So make sure everybody's on the page with that. Okay. So, yeah, tonight's a little easier. You know, the starts are a little crazy because you got to get a boat, and then when you put everybody in it, you know, you're looking at 4,000 pounds that you're trying to get going from a dead stop.
Right.
So,
what is it that makes a good team member? And I'm seeing a variety of ages here too.
You have everything. You know, we used to have some younger kids in their 20s. This year we don't. One girl moved, a couple of them now have moved away. And started jobs elsewhere, but we've got some in their 40s. And all the way up to our 84-year-old, 85-year-old.
82.
What? Okay.
So, yep. But most of us are in our 40s and 50s, and, you know, some in the 70s, and
we
somebody
have,
up there.
We have had, a couple of years ago, we had 2 15-year-old twins that was in the boat with their parents.
Oh,
and that makes it nice, too, because we can get, you know, a family thing going, too. So.
Is there a social aspect to it? You guys have beer after the practice?
Sometimes we'll usually go for breakfast on Saturdays. Wednesday nights, everything kind of, you know, goes out pretty quick. Sometimes we do. We haven't much this year. Like I said, it's just getting new people and kind of getting everything going. After races, we tend to like to have a toasty one.
Yeah.
And toast the team, and we have fun with some other crews in that. You know, like I said, I've gotten to know people. You know, Chris has gotten to know people all over the country just from the sport. So we've got friends everywhere. So when we go to races, you know, on shore and on the land, you know, your friends and all get out when you get in the boat. You know, it's time to go.
I'll say another thing about Craig here. He's a little modest. Craig was on our sister team back a few years ago, and they took second in the nation twice.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
And he's raced Toronto, Canada, down to Florida, Baltimore, Denver, all over. When you get to be a competitive team, then you can, you know, do things like that. So, yeah.
What do winning teams get? Are there trophies, big cups?
So, like, some of them you get, you know, medals.
Yeah.
A couple of them have cups and stuff that you get, trophies that you keep. But most of them is just the satisfaction of
bragging rights.
So, how in the world did you find out about this?
YMCA.
Really?
I used to work out there 6 days a week and went to different classes and met different people. And the majority of the Dragon Boat Club worked out there. So that's how I...
Okay. Which YMCA?
The DeKalb.
DeKalb. Okay. Are most people here from DeKalb?
Not anymore.
I'm not. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
from
Sycamore. I'm
from Cortland.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I found out about it from the Y, also in Sycamore. It was the fall of 2017, and one of the ladies that was working out, and I was on friendly terms with her, invited me out, and I loved it. The very first time I went on a boat, I knew I was coming back.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Look at your awesome muscles.
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's a good workout.
Yeah.
It's a good all-around workout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me get your name.
Edith DeLotel. Michelle Davis.
And is this going to be your first time, or are you...
I'm new this year, yes. Okay. And I found out about it that Coach Craig had put an announcement on Facebook.
Okay.
Just, I think, probably on, like, what's happening to DeKalb or something. Mm-hmm. And I said, yep, sounds like what we like to do. We like to be active. My husband is over there. He's obviously new, too. And so, yeah, that's how we got involved. Just started a couple months ago.
Wow.
Wow.
So when you came up and you saw the boat, the people, what was your first thought?
Well, totally new. We've never seen anything like it before. People welcomed us, and my first thought was it's going to be great, and it is. Yeah, it's a great workout. Oh, my goodness. It's a great workout. And we're a team. You know, you have to be a team and work together, or you're not going to move through the water. So it's been fantastic.
The reason I have been sticking with it, I've kind of been on and off the boat due to cancer. And I love our team. We are a family. But it gives us the opportunity to meet other teams, and you're so close to these other Dragon Boat clubs. You get the opportunity to jump on other boats with different paddlers. I've been on kids' teams. I've been on last race we went on was, I think, a community team, and I was able to jump on that. We have friends in different places, Racine. Dragon Boat Club, we are joining in Minocqua, and we're putting, is it four teams together? Four different teams to fill two boats. It's a great time.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
It's interesting, the connection with cancer and breast cancer specifically.
It is.
With the whole sport.
There's a lot of breast cancer teams, and they're actually starting new just cancer teams, just
really?
For overall okay. cancer. I met quite a few people at our last race, and I started in 2014, and it has really grown. We've had our ups and downs, obviously, because of COVID, but it's amazing. You meet the most wonderful people, and, they can be, Florida, Canada, Kansas, Kentucky. Yeah, they're all over. And so you can stay in contact with them through Facebook, but you'll see them at races. And I think that's why I enjoy it, because it's just not just our team, and we're like a family, but we also meet all these other paddlers across.
Wonderful people.
Yeah, they're all wonderful.
So you guys have all probably seen, we have the folks from WNIJ here tonight.
Yay!
A couple of them are going to get in the boat with us, so show them how you do things right.
Can we flip the boat?
Two seats.
No. Not tonight. We also have a new paddler, Al.
Hi, Al.
Tonight's going to be more for setting up for starts and getting, make sure we get that transition right tonight. We're going to teach these new people how to paddle so that they keep coming back. Okie doke. Go have some fun.
Always.
Okay.
I think I need the lefty. Are you left? Are you righty?
Yeah.
So if I'm the lefty, I should be on the left side. Okay.
We're in the back?
Yep. You're all the way in the back row.
Oh, man.
I told you.
Squeeze in here, Dan.
Nice
so
and cozy.
Here's the thing with you guys. So when you're in here, it already makes you
date.
Lean out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Trust me, I've sat in the front row with a 300-pound guy, so... Learn how to move. Otherwise,
seem to be moving.
There.
We're off.
So everybody together.
I bet you're going the wrong way. Somehow, Sue is how calm she looks is infuriating to me.
Yeah.
Who, her? Up
Sue.
Front.
Yeah. No, that's Sue. Sue Stevens.
Oh.
Public Radio. Sue Stevens.
Landlubber.
Lazy.
Okay. Everybody has to watch their weight tonight. So don't come in on that inside hip. Keep your body weight out. Hips to the gunwale. Paddles up. Go. Nice and easy.
We're hauling.
Yeah, it's really fast. Now I find that I'm looking down at the water, but when
don't
I look up,
at the water.
Okay, look. What
look
should I be
up,
looking at?
Look at the people. See how everybody's staying in time together. Top end over the water. Keep your body weight out, reach it out, stop your hip out, don't come so far back. You want to go right beside her hip, there you go, right with her, there you go.
It's a good thing we're in the back.
Yeah.
Focus, 10, now, reach. First three rows, 2, 1, everyone else out, keep your body weight out, full boat, 2, 1. Now!
Feel the power, Spencer.
I feel myself splashing all over myself.
I was hoping that was water.
Backs only! 2, 1, now!
Oh, I lost a little speed there.
Feel the difference? Yes. Together. There you go. Bring it up, Sue. A little faster. Don't slow down.
Full boat. 2, 1, now.
You really have to be in the rhythm.
Yeah. Yep.
I really like that.
Surprise. That's fun.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
What's your shirt size?
Full race piece, 300 meters. Everybody together, remember what I want to work on tonight. Exaggerate that length out of the start. Strokes, you front two rows, remember, exaggerate that length. Hips to the gunnel. Lock it in. All boats hold. Attention, please. Reach it out. Head up. Engine power now. Let it run.
That was good.
Woo!
You feel pretty cool when you ride by these other lame boats.
Stand to go so slowly over there.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks it's just getting in the boat and paddle hard, but it's not.
Yeah, no, I can see that. And
you put 20 feet together.
Right. It's definitely more about the coordination than the power. Or the.
Once you get them all together, the boat flies. Yeah, we were racing a race down in Orlando, and the final was 5 boats. And we finished. We ended up 5th, but when we crossed the line, nobody knew who won.
Oh, is that close?
Yeah.
It's like the Olympics.
All 5 boats were.
How'd you sort it out? Do they have cameras?
They have cameras. They have the video. Just like the Olympics.
So teams just keep getting eliminated? Is that how it works in the races?
No. So, like, you'll start. Everybody gets placed by brackets, so the slower teams will race together later in the finals. And the faster teams will go together. So you start off, you might be with a real slow team. You know that a lot of events are corporate events, and they're to make money for something.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are corporate teams that come out and they paddle once or twice a year. 2, 1, now. Together. Bring it up, Sue. 8 out.
We can just pretend like Sue's in the boat with us.
2. Full boat! 2, 1, now! Let's go! Run, run!
Good job, guys.
Nice. Al, I gave you a nice splash. I'm sorry about that.
It's a water splash.
What we do.
Excellent. How are you feeling for your first time out, Al?
Wonderful.
Good. Definitely a nice arm workout, too.
You guys good? One more race piece?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or do you guys want to stay longer?
I think one more.
I think one more is good.
They got our car.
I recommend BioFreeze.
The guys here in the back of the boat said they want one more piece, and then they're done.
Us too, Coach?
Nope.
Oh, man, I didn't get my interview or anything, and it's my
birth
fault.
Is it your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay, guys, before we do anything, everybody ready?
Yep.
Okay, Jackie, paddles up. Jackie, go.
Happy birthday to you.
Your birthday girl is paddling.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jackie.
Jackie Brown.
Happy birthday to
you.
So that's a birthday
tradition.
That is
Austin tune. Yeah, and if your birthday is during the winter and you come to the workout, you have to do burpees.
Ah. Dang.
Well, Jackie, you just made a shorter piece for everybody.
I like paddling. Give us more, Craig.
Oh, we will.
You asked for it.
Mm-hmm. You might not like it later.
I don't like it the next day when I'm in bed because I can't move.
Okay. Full race piece. Full start. Exaggerate that length, but keep the power. It's a short piece. All boats hold. Attention, please.
Ready.
Go! On!
Full
Watch your hands on the left.
Just like that.
Wow.
Pull it forward, let it walk forward.
I feel bad abandoning our boat though.
Hold. Sorry, it's not the cleanest dock in the world.
Wow. If you want to just take your paddles and your life vest and just land by that tub over there that we got them out of.
Okay. Thank you so much, Greg. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to meet you guys.
Hey, thanks, everybody.
Thanks for allowing us to try this. It was really amazing. Ooh. Sorry, I think I hit you with the paddle. That was awesome. I see, like, how doing that harder doesn't help. It's just doing it. You have to be in sync.
You have to be in sync.
Yeah.
I could see how the drum would really help.
I was looking forward to a drum. Where's the drum?
Yeah, we don't have a drum for our boat.
Oh, okay.
But you were doing, so you were replicating that with your body. Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Well, you see the, how their tempo, they are all in sync. So you can see my body, how my body was moving. Do you see how my body was moving?
Did.
So as long as my body is moving that way, you can tell that they are all pretty much in sync, and our boat is moving forward instead of back and forth.
I think I'm coming back.
Yeah, come back.
This was fun.
I really
was seeing the excitement.
It was, it was
when you don't have
way
all
cooler than I yeah.
Sorry to weigh
you
down.
It made it a little hard to paddle and record at the same time.
Yeah, but come back again so that, I mean, we would love to have you in the boat.
This was an absolute blast.
Yeah.
I'm a little wet.
I think it was mostly my fault, though, from splashing onto myself.
I don't mean to brag, but I'm pretty dry. Actually, it was Sue, the other Sue, was in front of me. She was, you had a beginner in front of
you. You had a splash.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Al. I bumped into him a few times and splashed him, but still not as wet as when we went morel hunting, though.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is way more successful.
Now, if we wanted to donate to you guys, can we do that somewhere?
Absolutely. Okay. You could contact Edith.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
Excellent.
And is there a website or Facebook page or something where people can go and learn more too?
Flying Ears. We're on
Facebook.
Facebook.
Flying Ears. All right.
Flying Ears. Yeah, we're on Facebook.
Cool.
Yeah.
Dan, I know you like to say, "This is the new pickleball." And I think we've more than surpassed.
This is better than pickleball.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
This is
better than pickleball.
Yeah, I've never actually played, but it doesn't look like fun. But this also, I have to say, doesn't look like fun, but was a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Crazy fun.
Yeah.
And I actually do think I would come back.
Awesome.
Bring my wife, make her sit next to me.
Yes, yeah. Please do. Please
it's a total team sport, too.
That's the nice thing about it, yeah.
It
And like I said, I realized that, you know, when I started, I was like, I'm going to get, like, but that's the wrong thing to do. What you want to do is just be in sync with everybody else.
All right, so I want to come back next year. How should I work out? What's the training?
Training? We have a winter off, it's called dry land training, and we do that at the Y.
Okay.
And so my husband and I teach that class, so we do a dry land training. So if you'd ever like to come to the Y and join our dry land training, that starts in January. And otherwise, you do in the winter, you do a lot of weight training and keep up on your cardio.
Yeah. Craig says he eats a lot and lifts over the winter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got half that down.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, thank you so much. This was so
thank
blast.
You guys so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, now that she's not here, Dan, are you really
sucked? No, so listeners, this is the thing about this Under Rocks podcast. Like, I've seen, what's that sport where we were knocking the rocks down the ice?
Curling.
Curling, you know, and we tried LARPing, and all this stuff looks crazy and you hear about it, but to actually try it, it's really amazing. And that feeling, you know, people don't really like to be around me that much, but it's a very small boat to pack 20 people onto it. Spencer and I were about as close as two people can get.
Yeah.
We were on the narrowest seat. He's got narrow like hips, but I don't. And we were pretty close, but you can, that camaraderie kind of gives you a little juice there, you know?
Yeah.
And the nice thing about this sport is that it really is being in sync with other people is much more important than doing it harder or stronger. Mm-hmm. Sue, what did it look like from the shore? Like,
it looked so cool. Okay. I was really jealous. It was It didn't look so good when you guys were taking off because the boat just kept getting lower and lower, and I was like, "Is it gonna like?"
And it was tipping.
Sink?
Okay. You both looked really nervous when you first got in.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was feeling bad, like you were gonna beat me up when you got back to shore. Like, why did you do this to me? But it was, no, I couldn't believe the energy you guys came back with. You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And off they go.
That is true.
You feel like you're really hauling too when it starts going.
You are. So, if anyone can top this adventure, you know, if you've got something that you want people to know about, because clearly most of us did not know about dragon boating.
Did not know it existed this morning. Now I'm going to join up.
Amazing.
How can they contact us?
They can send us a text. No, they don't get send us a text.
Send us a
to
text.
To your phone.
Let's they give them Sue's number here.
Send an email. You can email us at rocks@niu.edu and let us know what other cool, exciting, fun things there are out there in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin. Yell some of those, what are some of those
Let's
phrases?
Let it ride. Was it let it ride?
Reach it out!